In the interest of education, the KER Public Affairs Department now presents Community Involvement, an in-depth look at our community. And here's your host, Jonathan Roberts.
We're back with Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. She's going to continue taking us through the work they do there.
So the idea with these citizen science programs in general is to create citizens who understand science and who know and care about birds and the natural world. I think there's a lot of different ways that people can get involved in our citizen science work, and I really encourage folks that are listening that are interested to reach out to us and let us know that that you're interested. So let's see, what else did I want to tell you? I wanted to mention a little bit about how our work impacts bird conservation in the area. So I did mention that we do a lot of work in partnership. One of our main partners is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, particularly the staff at the Don Edwards San Francisco Bay National Wildlife Refuge. Through our partnership with them, what we've been able to do is provide the refuge with information that helps them identify the best approaches to managing their lands and waters for birds, and to help them answer the key questions that they have about some of the threats that these birds are facing. We've also been partnering with academic institutions and other nonprofit organizations and state agencies to provide information on how birds are responding to local changes or to global changes like climate change. So I think there's a lot of work that we're doing in terms of communicating the work that we're doing with a broader audience, both the citizen scientists and taking that message out into the community, but also our research partners.
This is fascinating that you have so many people engaged on the citizen scientist level. How many people roughly are you do you work with?
Over 100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty large crew that you guys are managing. So Kat, tell us how our listeners might be able to get more involved.
Sure thing. I have a few great ways for corporations or other organizations to get involved, and then many ways for individuals to get involved. So I thought I'd start with individuals. So if you're a single person or a couple or a family out there and you're interested in getting involved with SSBBO, there's a bunch of different ways that you can do that. The first is to volunteer with us. As I mentioned, we have a long history of working with citizen scientists. And when I say citizen scientist, that doesn't mean that you have a science background. It could be you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you are a stay-at-home mom interested in getting some more experience outdoors, getting to do something different. You're an accountant. Whatever your background is, you don't have to be an expert. We provide the training as long as you have the interest. So over the course of the year, I think SFBBO typically involves about 100 volunteers in our work each year. So we're not talking about two or three people here. We're talking about lots and lots of people getting trained and participating in our work. So we'd really encourage you to contact us to participate at our Coyote Creek Field Station, to participate in our Colonial Waterbirds program. You can help in the office if you're not necessarily as interested in doing that the outdoor component of our work. You can help us plan a fundraising event. There's lots of opportunities. So if you go to our website, sfbbo.org, you can find a lot of information about other ways of volunteering with us. You can also just give us a call. That's fine, too. If you're interested in just kind of checking out the group and going out for a bird walk, we have monthly bird walks. You can see at our website for the full list. You don't have to be an experienced birder. We have people who are beginning birders. We've got people who are intermediate, folks who have been doing this for a long time, all participating in these bird walks. So it's a great group. We have a bird walk that's coming up on March 19th in the Sunol area. That's specifically to view golden eagles and a variety of other bird species. So that should be a lot of fun. If that one doesn't work for you, just check out our website, and we have a monthly bird walk.
You were listening to Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory.
Community Involvement is a presentation of the KEAR Public Affairs Department. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KEAR, its management, or staff.